Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we going out tonight.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and for my new book, The Age of the Customer, the website is ageofthecustomer.com. Please check those out and see what you think, and learn more about the difference between the age of the seller and the age of the customer, and find out which age you're in, and you'll see, when you do, I think you'll see which one you should be moving toward. Pete Sepp is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust, actually original founding member of our Brain Trust, and he's the executive vice president with the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. I encourage you to go there and support them. They work very hard to try to make sure the government gets every nickel that it needs and not one penny more. Pete, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things that happened over the last couple of years is something called the sequester. Now, I want you to tell the audience what the sequester is, because I know they've all heard the word, the term. They may not really understand completely what it's about, or they may have forgotten. But tell us what it is, and then let's talk about the weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth that led up to it. Go ahead.
Well, the sequester was a mechanism triggered by something called the Budget Control Act of 2011. What that did was provide for about $1 trillion worth of slowdowns in federal spending over a period of 10 years. Congress was supposed to come up with specific recommendations as part of that $1 trillion in slowdown spending to address the terms of the law. Well, Congress couldn't agree on it, and so the sequester was this automatic mechanism that was to kick in if Congress didn't do its job.
Mm-hmm.
Certain agencies, departments, portions of the so-called discretionary budget and a couple items in the so-called mandatory budget. We're talking about entitlements when we say mandatory spending. Those
mm-hmm.
were pared back by a certain percentage. A total of about $85 billion worth of slowdowns in spending were made that way. And, of course, with the implementation of the sequester came a whole lot of gnashing of teeth, as you said. The administration
mm-hmm.
was saying it would be gloom and doom.
Oh, no. Gloom and doom doesn't get it, Pete. Oh, no. This was going to be full thermonuclear meltdown of everything that we know and love,
yeah.
Right? I mean, thousands, hundreds of thousands, no, millions of jobs. I can still hear Harry Reid. I can hear the president. I can hear the vice president on and on. All the jobs that were going to be lost will descend into chaos. I mean, it was awful. And to be fair, Pete, some Republicans were doing it too.
Yeah. They were saying that the defense spending portion of sequester would be catastrophic
exactly.
to our
yeah.
military.
This was now, Chicken Little at its best or worst, depending on how you want to look at it. So, Pete, what actually has happened?
Well, it turns out the Government Accountability Office, this is the research arm of the U.S. Congress. This is
mm-hmm.
not some private organization.
Mm-hmm.
They released a study, and this was commissioned at the behest of Senator Tom Coburn,
right.
And they surveyed all the federal agencies, and they tested the proposition. This was something that the firm Goldman Sachs said, that there would be 100,000 reduction in federal employment as a result
mm-hmm.
of sequester, 100,000. GAO found that all of one job was eliminated at the U.S. Parole Commission as a response to sequester in 2013.
Okay, folks, we saved $85 billion with sequester and lost one, count it, one, that's 1.0 job, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I know you, it's hard to believe, folks, but maybe you've seen this somewhere else. You can confirm it. But think about that. $85 billion. We need to do more of that, Pete.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, GAO.
Let's do sequester too.
Yeah.
We've done QE2, QE3. Why can't we do sequester 2 and 3?
Why not? And GAO summed it up great in their report. They said, congressional and agency actions mitigated some potential effects by shifting funds to higher priorities while deferring funding for lower priorities. That's called management.
That's exactly right. That's what happens when you don't have all the money you can spend.
That's right. That's what small businesses do every
day.
That's
exactly right.
It's not easy, but you manage.
And you know what makes me mad, Pete? I'm not a member of the Tea Party, but I'll tell you what. Their fundamental approach to their mission is what we're talking about right now. Get the government to be more accountable for itself. Why would an organization like the Tea Party be demonized for that fundamental principle?
They shouldn't be. And again, this is just
hasn't the Tea Party's basic tenet been justified with this new report?
Oh, I think absolutely so. And the caucus in Congress that identifies with the Tea Party has been very aggressive in saying, look, if we're not going to do our job and recommend specific reductions in the budget, then we're going to have mechanisms like sequester to keep us honest. And that's what it did.
Well, it's the first sunset we've ever had on anything like this, right? We've had plenty of sunsets on tax cuts. Right? Where after a certain date, the tax cuts went away. This is the first sunset we've ever had on spending, isn't it?
That's right. And the sad part is, of course, Congress got rid of sequester at a time when it was functioning best. They should have done it.
Should have left it alone, folks. We need sequester 2 and 3. Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen, NTU.org, National Taxpayers Union. Pete and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.